It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Nonpartisan state economists predict Colorado will face a budget deficit of $850 million next year. The cost of Medicaid and K-12 education is rising faster than allowed by the state spending cap set by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Next year's cuts will come on top of major cost-saving efforts the legislature already went through this year, leaving lawmakers with fewer options to balance the budget. A Republican vacancy committee has filled an empty seat in the State House. Ava Flanell will now represent District 14. It includes parts of El Paso County north of Colorado Springs. Flanell is a firearms instructor who has testified against gun control legislation. The seat was left vacant after former minority leader Rosa Puglisi resigned last week. Today's rain on the Northern Front Range will make way for warmer, sunnier days ahead. The mountains even got snow above 9,000 feet with the first winter weather alert of the season. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
So as you get a low pressure system rolling through the state and we get all this moisture that wraps around the backside of it, it jams up against the foothills. It's called an upslope flow. Now, if this was midwinter or late winter, I mean, we would have been talking about inches of snow in Denver, but it was way too warm. We had temps in the 50s, and so it came down as rain here. But where it got cold enough, we saw that snow.
Hidalgo says the Front Range will see highs back to about 70 degrees tomorrow and near 80 again by Friday. This is KRCC and CPR News.